Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flusher Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 22, 1976. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky is a very brilliant blue this evening, a pretty blue. It's not a menacing look, but it's almost the blue that Our Lady wears on her clothes, her mantle. Right in the center of the sky, there's forming a very strange looking figure eight, the number eight, but the eight is written as though it was made with stars. All dots. Now, the eight is sort of just evaporating. That's the only way I can explain it. And these dotted, almost like diamond-like figures, are forming the number three. That would mean warning to the priesthood. And then now over to the left of the three, there is forming in the same diamond-like pattern a number five, which would mean warning to the priesthood, men who are representative, bringing the Eucharist, that the fifth column is working in Rome. That would mean that communism is rearing its ugly head in Rome. And this is to alert all bishops, cardinals, to prepare themselves for a major battle against the forces of Antichrist. There is forming now a very large circle in the sky with a cross on top of it. My child,
of the Holy Ghost, amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty.
You will not repeat what I am about to show you.
Born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living.
Now the figures are disappearing. I will remember them, Blessed Mother. Our Lady is coming forward now. She was standing over at the left side, high up, our left side in the sky, as she was directing the explanation of the symbols, the numbers, and the figures that appeared. The last part I cannot speak openly about. That will be included in Our Lady's mission. My child, the greatest onslaught of Satan will be to the priesthood of my son. With all the abounding errors that are now raging throughout my son's house, there can be given to mankind the hope in their redemption with the coming chastisement. A great warning will be given before the chastisement. Oh yes, my child, many will see and still not believe. Oh, pastors in my son's house, how many times must I warn you of the dangers of your innovations, the dangers of your experimenting in my son's house? You will not convert. You will not return as straying sheep with your improvisions. You must return discipline to my son's house. This discipline must start with the rulers in my son's house. Satan has poisoned many minds. The hour grows short and the sand is running out. What manner of dereliction do we hear in a form of music that takes the hearts and minds of our children from prayer? My son's house, his church, is a house of prayer to the eternal Father through my son. You are making it a meeting place and a hall of gathering for all of the demons loosed upon your world. Slowly, my son's house is being changed into a church of man until all vestige of recognition will be removed from it. Oh, my children, awaken from your slumber and recognize the signs of your times. I repeat and repeat myself in a firm effort and resolution to awaken many before it is too late. I wander for many earth years crying to you, shout it from the rooftops, the ball of redemption is near. Many will die in the great flame of the ball of redemption. My child, you will be given many photographs of great knowledge. Read them carefully. We give you these photographs, my children, as proof, a physical, visual proof that many need to believe. It is sad, my children, that most blessed are they who do not see and can believe. Believe, and you will be given the way. Many of the present calamities in your world and the future, many of these events are foretold and have been foretold in the hundreds of photographs being given in my visits to Earth. The young children must now be given a firm, solid foundation of their faith by their parents, my children. Do not expect others to take over your responsibility as leaders, as parents, as guardians of the souls of your children. I assure you, O parents, that if you neglect this duty, you will cry bitter tears of remorse. There will be great woe set upon your world by the evil forces of the man of perdition, 666. And, O parents, in this knowledge, think now and prepare now the souls of your children, that you shall not in the future cry bitter tears of regret and doubt and uncertainty as you question whether your children have been saved, whether your children have entered into the eternal kingdom of the Father in heaven. Do not be misguided, my children, by the fallacy being promoted even from the mouths of our pastors, that all will enter into the kingdom of the eternal Father in heaven. It is a fallacy. Many are called, but few are chosen. Each child who reaches the age of reasoning and has been baptized by the waters of the Holy Ghost must then, at this age of reasoning, make his way with parental guidance onto the narrow road that leads to the eternal kingdom of the Father in heaven. While on this road, without proper guidance and in full knowledge and judgment of the eternal Father in heaven, many choose to leave the road, go on to a wide run that leads to eternal damnation in the abyss, or many long earth years of suffering in purgatory. No man can well understand the thinking, the manners of the eternal Father. He is the final judge over each and every soul. However, man in his free will has chosen to defy his God, has chosen to cast him out of his life, has chosen Satan above his Creator, God the Father in heaven. In your lives upon earth now, we see all manner of filth and degradation. We see worship of false idols, giving honor and glory to graven images of stone and electricity and fire, and images of the prince of darkness, Satan. Oh, my children, shall my son find even a small measure of faith left in the hearts of man when he returns? And he shall return. He shall return with an army from heaven and put down the Antichrist forces gathered now in your world. Man, in all of his arrogance, in all of his knowledge, is plunging fast into a great holocaust, into a war such as mankind has never seen before and will never experience again when it happens, my children. I have cried out to you as your mother in many places, through many voices throughout the world. Make ready, for the time has come upon you to prepare. In my travels throughout your world, my children, the warm heart of your mother has been extended to you with the knowledge of how to save yourselves and your children and those you love, and in your charity to extend this love and reach out for your brothers and sisters, those who have not been given the graces you are gathering now. Reach out and gather them for us. My son, his heart is torn asunder by his representatives in the priesthood, who now are Judases in his own house. They consort with the enemies of your God. In the manner of humanism and modernism and ecumenism that has been designed from hell, man now is plunging fast into making ready the full capitulation of my son's church and the world under a dictatorship of evil. When the world and my son's church becomes as one, when the evil men of the cross had sought to destroy my son within his own house, know that the end is near at hand. I say unto you, as your mother, as you sow, so shall you reap. The harvest for the grim reaper will be great. And now, in the world's trials that are at hand, warnings have been cast aside and not acted upon. These trials now, in the coming year, shall separate the sheep from the goats, the kernel from the chaff, as the reaper goes forward for his harvest. Oh, my children, I repeat myself and repeat myself, carrying like the wind all the sorrows of your world, all the sufferings of the voices and hearts that come up to us. We pity you, my children, for in your arrogance you are like spoiled children without discipline, knowing not that you are starting your own destruction. Remember my past direction, my children, to you all, to keep your sacramentals about you. Retain in your household the monuments, the statues that are fast being cast aside. Know that Satan would like to take from you the knowledge of the supernatural, even to camouflage his own existence by setting up skeptics, scoffers, and intellectuals who are ever seeking but never coming to the truth. Protect your children from all of the evil that abounds when they leave your homes. Protect them with their sacramentals. Keep a daily constant reminder of their faith within their hearts. And this you can be helped to attain by keeping the statues, the visual effects that will retain in your children's hearts the knowledge of the truth of their faith. Oh, my children, go forward in the days ahead as children of the light. You will all go forward in the darkness as candles, lights in this darkness. For this, my children, is what will be. In darkness will they seek the way. Our lady now is backing up. She's floating, not walking, but she seems to be carried right on the wind weightless. She's going up high now into the sky on our left side. And she's pointing over now with her right hand to the right sky, side of the sky. And there's appearing a very large mat, the outline of Africa. I recognize it. And Our Lady says, discord and strife, discord and strife with communism. Now the outline of Africa is disappearing, and we see now an outline appearing. I recognize it as Western Europe. And Our Lady is repeating, discord and strife with communism. Now Michael is coming forward, and he's pointing also to our right side of the sky with his spear, and there's appearing the outline of Italy. It's a boot-like outline, and there's a star that's dimming right on the boot. And this voice is booming very loud. I know it's Michael's. Discord and strife and blood shall flow in the streets with revolution. The eternal city of Rome shall be purged. Communism. My child, do not be shaken with fright. It is necessary that you see what is to be. Now the sky is starting to clear. There's a big circlet now forming directly over Our Lady's statue, and the peace symbol is appearing, the lines down, pointing to the 12 and the 6, the 4 and the 8. And the hand is going round about like a clock and stopping on the 4 and the 8. Now the hands are folding up and pointing to the 10 and the 2. Remember, my child, that when the world cries, peace, peace, know that the end is not far off. Our Lady is now floating back high up into the sky, and Michael now has his spear. It's in his right hand, and in his left hand is the golden balance. It's weighted heavily to the left. Our Lady now is standing with her rosary, her beautiful rosary with the golden Our Father and the pink, white, translucent Hail Marys. Our Lady is extending now her rosary in front of her, the crucifix, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I bless you all, my children, as the eternal Father blesses you with my Son, and sends among you, the Eternal Father sends to you the Spirit of life and light. Call upon your angels often, my children. They are your guardians. Do not discard your protection. They are always with you to help you and to guide you in the crisis ahead. Our Lady is extending now her crucifix of her rosary out and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Continue now, my child, with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. Amen. My God,
I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love thee.
I beg pardon for all those who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love thee. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy. The sky is very pink this evening. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, it's most frightening. There's appearing a hammer and a sickle. It's all in red. The whole figure is in red. Now, over on the left side, directly above the statue, the sky is opening up. It was very dark, but there's a brilliant white light. And as the light opens up, it's illuminating the whole sky, and the sign of the hammer and the sickle is disappearing over on the right side. It's evaporating, thank God. And Jesus is coming forward. It's very windy up there too, because his gown is blowing, and he has his burgundy cape. That's also blowing. But he doesn't seem to be cold, because he's standing very straight. The light is very brilliant about Jesus' face. He has a very sad smile. I greet you, my child, with the warmest of affections. Your mission from this time on will be fraught, my child, with much danger. You must proceed with great caution, barring your doors to all but your immediate family and close workers. I can direct you as my mother will direct you, my child, but should you choose not to follow our direction exactly, you must then suffer the consequences in penance. The world is in great chaos, my child. My house is becoming a den of iniquity for many. Sad that those whom I have given the grace to represent me are taking their leadership as tools. Tools that are now being designed for the conquest of souls by Satan. In the power I have given them, my children, Remember that the rabbi is the teacher of life. Rabbit, my child, representing the rabbit that I give you in photographs to point out to you the meaning of the priesthood, or a priest in general. I repeat, the rabbit is the teacher of life, my child and my children. But do not be fooled by those who foul their garments. Many have entered the priesthood with false pretenses, my children. You must always pray for your priest. We do not condone evil, nor will we condone fallacy and errors. However, the Eternal Father in heaven shall be the final judge. I repeat the direction of my mother to you many times, that prayers without works shall be fruitless, my children. Good example and words spoken out with wisdom given to you from the Holy Spirit shall help gather my sheep in these dark days. In exhortation, I repeat to all the pastors of my house, remember these words and ponder upon them, O pastors. Shall you stand before me and say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? There is a formation within my house that I give and label as the evil men of the cross. They are imposters. They have entered to destroy. They have reached and attained the highest leadership in my house upon earth. They are re-crucifying me in my house. Your vicar is a prisoner within my house. I caution you in the days ahead to read all periodicals and approach your news medias with a critical eye, for you seldom will receive now the truth in print or through your news medias, my children, which are fully controlled by the Grand Masters and those who are seeking to bring about the one world religion and the one rule of government, a measure of enslaving all of mankind under the forces of Antichrist. The man of perdition 666 is in Rome. The man of perdition 666 is in every country of earth now. Every nation is polluted by the errors of the forces of darkness. When the world receives the baptism of fire, there will be few left. My mother, as a mediatrix between God and man, has held in abeyance the heavy hand of your God that must soon be set upon you in order to save your generation. For I assure you, my children, in the destruction you are fast heading into, there will be little flesh left unless we rescue you from your own made destruction. The Eternal Father in heaven is most merciful, and my children, none shall be lost except they choose this of their own free will. Do not fall into the error of your day, the error that is being given a worldwide circulation in your houses, churches, my church, and all heretical sects, that because of my death and my crucifixion, no man will die. But what is death, my children, but a destruction of your immortal soul, a soul that is in darkness and destroyed by being given to Satan for eternal damnation. Do not be misguided by those who say you may sin, you may break all the rules of your God and still be saved. It is a fallacy and an abominable error straight from the depths of hell and the creation of Satan to delude you until there is no way back. Each and every man, woman, and child of the age of reason is accountable to the very end for his way, the road he has chosen while upon earth. Life is eternal for all. But where shall you spend this eternity? Though my mother cries and pleads for you as a fallen generation, you must understand that not all who cry, Lord, Lord, can enter into the kingdom. It is won by merit and obedience to your God. And I repeat, obedience to your God, but not obedience to a man who defies your God. Oh, my children, my little children, you scatter in all directions, blinded to your faith, blinded to the realization that your country has fallen to Satan, and blinded to the knowledge of even the existence of life beyond your grave. I say unto you as your God that the living, the greatest part of you is your spirit, your soul. It will never die. And you retain, my children, all knowledge in intellect. You do not lose your perception. You have full knowledge across the veil of what you will have gained or lost. Your emotions, my children, are retained, I say unto you, and you will realize the greatest depth of suffering imaginable if you do not prepare for your eternal reward in heaven, if you do not seek the way. This, my child, is what is taking place. In darkness will they seek the way. In darkness will they seek the way, or will they continue right into the abyss? martyrs shall not escape the flames of eternal damnation. For those who have been given great grace, much is expected of them. More so, my children, than those who are ignorant or deluded. But mighty men, rulers among men, you who have been given the knowledge of your faith, and you cast it aside for worldly acknowledgement and gain, I say unto you, many martyrs shall fall into hell, and cast not aside the realization of the existence of hell and purgatory. You are sons of Satan, who take this knowledge away from my sheep. And the father of all liars is Satan. My children, you will follow my direction. You will follow my mother's direction and act upon it, or you will not be saved. The end shall come upon mankind fast. It will not be the full destruction of your world. I, as your God, will see to that. Nevermore shall you perish as you did with the floods. But I say unto you, only a few will be saved, and only a few among your teeming millions shall survive the great cataclysm and the chastisement. Do not be deluded and close your ears to the warnings from heaven because others say to you, oh, where is the promise of his coming? And where are these chastisements he speaks of? Do you need them at your own door before you will awaken to the truth? Have I not sent upon you enough warnings? But for the grace given to you from the Eternal Father, as having my mother as a protectress to you, you would have received your just punishment far sooner, my children. Many times it is only the few who keep this chastisement from you. It is only the few lights in the darkness that will hold back a full destruction upon mankind. This will be in the all-knowing judgment of the Eternal Father. Pray, my children, pray a constant vigilance of prayer. Keep the knowledge of the supernatural within your hearts and the hearts of your children. Bring them the knowledge of the existence of the demons. Being human, you have no recognition, no visual acknowledgement, unless the Eternal Father permits it for the enlightenment of mankind. But know, my children, that as much as you exist, they exist. Also, do not take from your children the knowledge of their guardians, the angels. As you exist, they exist. One day, my children, I assure you, each and every one of you will understand what my mother has said to you and what I have brought to you as you listen to the directions from heaven. One day, when you all have passed over the veil, when you all have met with me up in the heavens, you'll know and understand that the directions given to you from heaven were for your edification and to prepare you. And think, my children, of all the great joy of heart when you realize that all of the sorrow all of the persecution was as nothing in comparison to the great joys of paradise. Jesus now is extending his hand out in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over to the left side. High, he's rising a little high in the sky. He's just directly now over the tree, and he's bending over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Michael and Our Lady now are coming down from the sky. They're joining Jesus. Michael is standing on Jesus' left side, and now Our Lady is coming down behind Jesus and standing by his right shoulder. Now they're going across the sky. They're just floating. They seem weightless. It's beautiful to watch. They're just moving across the sky. And Jesus is bending over and placing his hand out like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is raising her hand. And in her right hand, she's holding a scapular. A very large brown scapular. And Our Lady is saying, remember this blessed piece of cloth, my children. Now Our Lady is also now placing the scapular about her left arm. She's hanging it there, and she's taking her rosary from about her waist. Remember the beads of prayer, my children. They will be given as a manner of bringing mankind back to my Son, for they will give you graces necessary for cures and conversions, cures of the body and cures of the spirit. Now there's a tremendous light covering the whole sky. Oh, it's so brilliant. It almost blots out Our Lady's whole outline features. Oh, it's beautiful. Jesus and Our Lady now are going backwards, like into the sky. The light is very, very bright. Our Lady is nodding her head, and Jesus is now placing his hand up, and he's making another sign of the cross, right here directly in front of us, over Our Lady's statue. Continue now, my children, with your prayers of atonement. My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love Thee. I beg pardon for all those who do not believe, who do not adore, who do not trust and do not love Thee. Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of your mercy. Many victim souls upon earth, my child. Victim souls who shed the very blood of their hearts as penance, atonement, and sacrifice for the sins and offenses that tear the heart of my Son. Pray, my child, for all men of sin. Accept all trials and tribulations, my child, as many victim souls are needed. You will be given the strength to follow through your mission, for many arms will be sent to assist you in this mission.
I bless all your workers and your relations of good intentions, my child. Whenever you find the cross is heavy, you will say, "My Jesus, my confidence." Pray more, my child, and you will find that the cross does not cut too deeply.
I could not experience the veil, for if I would have to die in body.
We've been listening to a taped recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on November 22, 1976. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.